Chris Rock had like a really, really bad first pitch, and he had it erased from the internet history.
What? Baba, you know, Baba Booey had a great pitch, and you can see it.
That's always available.
Did Chris Rock have his bad pitch scrubbed from the internet?
I think so.
Did he? Because I've never seen it.
I think I read something about that.
I've never seen
that's
the
like
Chris
an
Rock
Alex
pitch.
Jones conspiracy. Is that right?
Have you ever seen the Chris Rock pitch, Sean? You're our baseball expert.
Yeah, I have seen it.
Oh,
it's terrible.
Was it erased from history?
He tried to get it erased, but like most things on the internet,
it's
not
there.
But it is harder to find than you would think.
Yeah, it's on deep websites.
Seen it.
It's a deep fake of it.
Yeah, it's terrible.
You
it's
know,
embarrassing.
People say, and we'll get to the theme song soon after this conversation.
Yeah.
Of course.
People say, be careful what you put on the internet because it's going to be there forever. Be careful. You're going to be an old lady. You're going to see shit you did in high school. You're going to regret it. I don't think that's true. I think that after like 5 years, it's really hard to find stuff if it isn't being curated.
Because there's so much bullshit on the internet constantly.
Not only that, but like websites go down. Like everything I uploaded on MySpace, where's that? That was 5 years of my life and it's just gone.
Just think of all the YMNTD.
You're the man now, though.
Yeah. Whatever that
like,
was.
Those are up,
like,
I think.
Dead Journal.
All of them are up?
Live Journal.
Brian Peppers
MySpace.
Is up?
Oh. All the social media I did when I was in high school. That stuff is gone. All those posts are gone. All those photos are gone.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, everything would be there forever.
I spent such a long time pimping my AIM profile. I had, like, Comic Sans in there, and that's deleted.
Me too.
Shit.
Can't look it up.
Yeah. So I actually think go nuts on the internet.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Nobody's watching.
It's temporary.
None of this is going to matter. It's all temporary. Unless you're paying for that encryption, you know, cloud-based data service.
That's some Hillary shit. I don't know about that.
It's not gonna last. Anyways, now we can do the theme song.
As I am, this may mean you'll have to be a stronger man. Rest assured that when I start to make you nervous and I'm going to extremes, tomorrow I will change and today won't mean a thing. I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed, I'm your help.
We are.
Thank you, Kevin, for choosing me.
Hey, Garrett.
Now we know who the favorite is.
As the
come
chosen
on, Kevin.
Hold on.
I think Kevin, come on.
Garrett,
Garrett.
Yes.
Do like 30 seconds of stand-up comedy for us.
Oh, no, no. I don't want to do that.
All right, you've seen him.
I don't want to be a stand-up comedian.
This guy's always funny.
You'll
Garrett
like him.
Hunter.
There he is.
Go ahead.
So, you know how your parents got to break that news to you?
What news?
That news of how the birds in the... Shut up in the front row there, you fucking baseball. Take your glasses off when I'm speaking to you.
The sex talk.
Okay. Gotta have that sex talk. Mom's telling you about the bird and the bees. Where does it come from? How does it get made?
How does it get made?
As a tender young boy, I thought to myself these questions. How does it get made? I asked Mom, what is sex? What does it mean? Where do boys and girls come from?
What is it?
Where do babies come from?
What'd she say, boss?
Quiet, you. She said, honey, sweet child of mine, would your privates fit into my privates? Horror swept across my face as I realized an image popping into my head. I couldn't keep it out. And then dread covered the rest of my puberty.
Dread covered.
And I have no regrets going forward, but I hope the sound is working correctly.
It could
be. Oh, yeah. It was. Yeah.
It could be. That was great. That was like slam poetry.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
You can't think
I'm more
of
a storyteller.
Way to say it to someone.
I'm like an
like
East
the
Coast.
Worst thing you could say.
I'm like an East Coast storyteller.
It was like Brooklyn therapy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The kid from Brooklyn.
Nice. Yeah.
The kid from Brooklyn is dead.
Do you remember?
What?
That is the bit we worked on in my living room.
I don't remember what the bit was, but that's a good one.
It was somehow revolved around that story back like 3 years ago when we both sat down and we were like, let's run some shit by each other.
Let's workshop our shit.
Do you think this is a funny story?
Yeah, that was a fun night.
That's a funny story, and it's true.
How do you build it?
It's true.
So
which makes me uncomfortable.
Truest stories are the funniest. You know, my mom had a very eloquent way of explaining sex to me.
Right.
Could have done it another way, maybe.
Literally any other way.
I don't think she saw the impact that was coming. No, it was all fine. It worked out.
You should remind her what she said now.
No.
There's no way that she remembers that.
I think it'd be like, you know, Stern's mother denies a lot of the shit he talks about that she did to him when she was
right,
a kid.
Right.
I think it'd be a lot of like, that didn't happen. No.
Yeah.
I didn't do that.
I would never.
Did your parents ever spank you? Anybody here get spanked?
Yeah,
by
dude.
Your
I got
Bell fly swatter.
Okay, yeah.
I used to get spanked.
It was
with,
the 80s.
With,
it was
like,
cool, man.
Everything that like I would be spanked with this if there was a microphone around. Like anything within arm's reach. My mom would spank me with, and now she does this thing where she's blocked it out, and she's actually told me, like...
Because it's not appropriate anymore.
I know, but she's actually told me, like...
It's not.
You're so lucky you had a mother like me, you know, somebody who would... I see all these mothers spanking their kids, and I just think, like, how could you do that? And it, like... At first, I thought she was joking, like, you're messing with me. But as it went on, and I talked to her, I started to realize that she's really convinced herself it never happened, and it started making me... fucking angry.
She's gaslighting you.
Exactly, because I'd be like, I don't know what you're saying.
I looked that up the other day.
You're saying you didn't spank me. Like, you did, so you want to talk about that? What are you talking about? There's nothing to talk about. Like, it makes me feel like I'm going crazy.
Right.
I know
now,
what
like,
happened.
Originally,
so. It makes me so angry.
You were over the fact that you were spanked. Right?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It happened.
What I'm angry about now is that she doesn't even remember.
She can't own up to it. You remember the spanking, and you had to deal with that.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
But now she's just blocking out what
no
she did.
But I don't know. Is it like, as a parent, she's so guilty, her mind can't handle the fact that it happened because it happened, and so she's convinced herself it didn't. I don't know.
Crazy.
But it's one of those things, you know, like don't talk about in the household. She'll bring it up and be like, don't talk about it because I'm just going to get pissed off.
Yeah, see, I guess my parents never bring up like the bad stuff from me and my sister fucking up as kids.
No.
But we got in trouble plenty of times, and there were shitty consequences.
Yeah.
But now it's just like, well, we don't dwell on that. But they don't go around going like, oh, you're so lucky for us.
I don't remember. I remember like there was the threat of like a spanking, you know, whatever. Like I don't remember even my parents saying anything, but I just thought like if I act bad, you know, that'll happen. But the only thing I remember, there was some party at my parents' house. I was a little kid. I must have been like 3 or something. And I remember I have a distinct memory of like I was having a fit. And they just, and I think my mom just kind of went like, hey, you know, just like, give me a tap, just like, hey, stop doing that.
Whoa.
But I was never like hit or anything, you know, or anything like that. It was just, it was just kind of a tap. And then it was like, that was enough. That was scary. That was like, oh, physical contact. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, I got hurt.
Really?
Yeah.
I got a swat.
Oh, I remember.
I wasn't like. Beat up right
you never
now.
Got
no,
like welts
yeah.
you got
no,
some,
no.
you got some pretty good welts over the years I'm sure
I have this vivid memory of my mom chasing me with a rake through the yard
oh my god
and I remember what I did but I just remember something involving a rake and she grabbed it and she's running like two hands with the rake and I'm running in front of her like
I only got it bad a couple of times and then I fucking learned from those mistakes
up.
yeah
that's how they did
it. I never learned
still breaking the rules.
I never learned. Anyways, enough about that.
Enough about that. Hey, we need to talk about the biggest event of the year. Everybody wants us to discuss it because it's such a hot ticket event. TanaCon was this weekend. VidCon happened this weekend, but no one's talking about that. That's passé. We had a lot of YouTubers out there, all your favorite YouTubers who couldn't go or didn't want to go to VidCon. They started this second event at the same time down the street. And it was a lot, you know, people who weren't allowed to, you know, whatever, for whatever reason, weren't at VidCon. It was started by, I don't know how to say her last name, Tana Mongeau.
Oh, it's named
Tana
after
Mongeau.
Her. This sounds passive aggressive.
Do you know her last name?
Sounds like Sundance and
Tana Mongeau.
Tana Mongeau. Anyway, I don't know how to pronounce
Tana
it.
Tana Mongeana.
Tana Mongeana. And anyway, so she said, we're going to do this event. And I think it was partially, like, free.
It was free unless you had a VIP package, from what I understand.
Nice.
But here's what was funny about it. It was literally at the venue we do game days every year. And it was a tremendous disaster.
Because imagine... go ahead.
Oh, no. Exactly.
Well, I was going to say, imagine game days. So those of you who've been to game days, too, imagine that place and that venue...
And then imagine 20,000 people showing up.
And no organization.
And no organization.
It was like the panel rooms had 50 seats in them. I mean, I'll say right now, ours has more than 50 seats. So I don't know why they would limit it. I didn't get that.
Well, yeah, you know what it was? We take up the whole thing and make it one big room.
Yeah.
But they wanted a separate room instead of separate panels.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Like 10 people per room. Yeah.
But what was really funny about it, this was the best part.
It was that successful? They had that many just heads
show up? Well, they had a ton of like huge YouTubers. YouTubers, you know,
it's funny. I haven't heard anything about this.
Yeah, me neither.
But I talk to that hotel every year to book game days.
Yeah, yeah.
So I know how big their biggest room is.
Yeah.
And all the questions they ask you're trying to book an event there.
Yeah, you know better than anyone.
And how much a 50-seat room costs versus a 500-seat room. And I know their biggest room can only hold like 900 people, so.
Well.
What a shit show.
Well, here's what's crazy.
Well, they always ask me how many people are coming to your event. I mean, flat out, that's always question number one.
Well, yeah, they should have said 20,000. But, this is the best part, and this is what I want to bring up is, you know, the event. It was, I mean, some people compared it to the Firefest thing. People paid to, you know, flew out and paid for VIP packages and never got in and never got to do anything.
That ball pit con.
Yeah, DashCon.
People compared it to that.
It sounded like
it was just nothing for them, and they ended up having to can the event. They canceled the event. They just they couldn't do it there. Well, this is what I was getting to is.
Round one.
Tana just said, basically, Tana said, you know, why has no YouTuber done their own event like this before? Like, it's hard because no one's ever done something like this.
Do your research.
So, so I just want to throw it out there in case anyone hasn't heard about it. Mega 64 Game Days every year at the exact same venue without a hitch. And it's happening again November, I think it's 10th and 11th this year. It. And go to mega64.com/gamedays. All the info is there, and it's going to be fun.
Buy a ticket.
It is every year.
You won't be let in without a ticket.
We will let you in, though.
Can we invite Tana?
She
should be a guest.
Yeah.
She should be
a guest. Give her a booth.
And honestly, legitimately, if she was a guest and just talked about what a fucking disaster it was, how riveting.
That'd be great.
Would that would be a good
that
panel.
Would be, I would be on the edge of my seat.
Because I bet there's footage of the chaos.
Yeah. So, it was all over Twitter, yeah.
So, yeah, like, you know, piece stuff together, like,
curated. I want to see it through her eyes for the hour. That would be a fantastic
experience. Yeah, it would be like an in-person experience. Just down this hallway, someone knocked over a display.
Yeah, that'd
be
great.
It's like when you go to Boston, they go, like, give history tours walking down the trail. You know, she'd say, like, oh, over here is where some kid got punched.
Now, I'm just a little bit saddened that Tana can get 20,000 people to show up unannounced and... We're still scrapping.
It wasn't just Tana, though. I mean, there was a lot of YouTubers.
We had Game Grumps.
Yeah.
Funhouse.
Funhouse. Where was our 20,000?
Cheap-ass gamer.
Yeah.
He's there every fucking day.
Yeah.
Jared Thorbonne.
Wait, is it her last name?
Jared.
Her last name's pronounced Mongo? Because Mongo sounds like the servant of an evil scientist.
Hey, who gives a shit?
So I saw what they were giving away for like the VIP packages.
Yeah.
It was a cell phone holder with her TanaCon on it.
Cool.
And
eBay this shit.
That's a condom that said Tana condom.
What?
That was
a pun.
That was what they gave away.
Nice.
So that was worth the
money. Condone getting freaky in the hotel room. I do too, though.
Yeah.
I guess we agree on some things, Don.
That's you.
Yeah.
Mongo.
Mongo, doesn't that sound like a character in Manos, Hands of Fate?
Sounds like a
Mongo,
mispronouncing the fruit.
Mongo, put up the Temple of Baal.
We're going to do... We could do condoms that say Mega 64 and Occasion.
Ooh. No.
Just saying.
Mega 64 play.
Ooh.
You don't need condoms for that.
Mega 64 skin.
Yeah. Oh.
Mega 64 orgasm.
Oh. Mega 69.
Ooh. Yeah. And it's like an instruction manual.
Yeah. Mega 64.
Mega 60 fuck. I mean, you can. You know.
Yeah, that's
mega. Someone is from the Mega 64 G.
That's good. That's good.
Nice. One condom.
Getting deviant.
One condom.
I just said Mega 64.
Mega
64. Kevin just suggested Mega 64. Did I not just fucking say that?
No, Frank said it.
No.
No, he said 60 fuck.
I said 60. Oh, I'm getting confused with all of our great ideas.
Shows you how no one listens to me once again.
Tana
Mega 64.
No, nothing.
Condom.
No one cares.
That's back to the Tana dumb
idea.
That's
back to the beginning.
No one cares. It's unbelievable. No one cares about me. What does that even mean? What the hell are you even talking about?
Mega 64
set. Dude. Mega 60 Turbo Force.
Yeah.
What is that?
Is that a Power Rangers thing? Nope. It sounds like it would be.
No, it's not.
No, they're on Dino Crystals now.
Ah.
Or whatever.
Mega 60 SPD.
They're on... That was legit. Garrett was the only person
Mega
that fucking nailed that
RIPD.
Joke.
I just hold on. I like to throw out some inaccurate Power Rangers stuff real casually and then see Rocco's brain start churning as he debates whether he should correct me or not.
It's not worth it.
And he was just about to until you cut him off.
It's not worth it. Oh my god, the Comic-Con exclusives this year. Psycho Silver. Fuck.
Oh.
Mega 64 Sex. So you know what it's for.
Oh, okay.
For sex.
We moved on. We're on the Power Rangers
now. I was trying to get away from the Power Rangers exclusives.
Speaking of, speaking of me, you know, discussing things that are just great and interesting, I want to address something that was troubling to me, or you know, kind of concerning, I should say. Last podcast, and you know, it wasn't just last podcast; it was exactly 1 year ago as well. And it's funny how this worked out. Both this year and last year at the exact same time, like this post E3 podcast, we had to do like a quick in-between podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like where this year, you know, we did it on a Monday because we weren't around Sunday. We were working on stuff.
Right.
And so we had to do a quick one here. It was kind of, you know. And then last year we did it at a lake. At the same time last year.
Hell yeah.
We did a quick one at a lake. Yeah.
That was my least favorite podcast last year.
Really? Why?
It
was rushed.
You know, that's the only one that sticks out in my mind is being bad.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to say the feedback I got on that one and this one a year later, the feedback I always get is Rocco's talking about E3. Look how mad Derek is. Look how much Derek hates that Rocco's bringing up E3, and he's so upset, you could tell he doesn't want to talk with it.
They're watching my secret podcast.
But
have a whole show going on.
I just want to say, it really is okay. I didn't expect Derek to even at all try to appease me with a... I knew Derek had not seen the keynotes. It was of no offense to me. Everything's fine. There's always this kind of like...
I think, too, you know, can I chime in? People are making this... People love drama, yeah, and they want to make
and
this
they
want
to get it.
Rocco versus Derek dynamic.
Yeah.
Can I just go on record and say that E3 has been so incredibly boring to me for 6 years? What the fuck has been newsworthy from E3? From the last 6 years, what has stuck around? Frank?
Scorpio.
You leaned in because I felt like maybe you had an answer, but I don't know. I stopped going to E3 a couple years ago, and I never looked back because I feel like they just announced the next sequel to the same old shit. And it's just really boring to me. It has nothing to do with Rocco. It could be fucking Brad Pitt talking about E3.
And
I would not care.
And and likewise, in the not caring department, we all are around each other all the time. I've known these guys for so many years, and I know that's a subject that I will talk about that Derek won't have, and it's fine.
But that's for them.
You're
talking about it for them.
Because even if I tune out, I know that a lot of people watch it for this information that we're providing them.
Yeah,
and that's why I'm glad that you went.
Yeah.
Same with the Power Rangers thing. As much shit as we give you for it, there are people out there who like to hear you talk about that. Yeah. So go ahead. I'm going to check out for a little bit. Don't mind me back here.
But just also, again, has nothing to do with Rocco, but Assassin's Creed, new Smash Brothers.
No, totally.
Fucking 5 years in a row of this shit.
Yeah.
I get it.
And here's the thing. I'm excited. I play all that shit. I have fun with all that stuff, but I totally understand that sentiment too. So Derek is not in tune with that, so I talk about it and not him, and that's fine. So anyway, I know there's people who do perceive it as like, oh, he doesn't have to, oh, you know, he's not saying it. But it's really it's okay. Everything is all right, and it's not. Anyway, I just feel like I always, and likewise too, I'm sure there's stuff that you guys talk about and I have nothing to offer, and that's okay too. It's all good. Yeah. So that's all. I just wanted to make sure it, you know, it, I don't know. I'm used to that stuff. We're around each other, so we know we have our own rhythms kind of in place. You know what I mean? You know, and I know there's certain things that I won't have nothing to offer if Sean talks about MLB, but I know that that's super great for other people. So, you know what I mean? But yeah. We know our own rhythm, so it's, you know, lane. But other people might not know. So sure. Anyway, I'm just saying, it's all good.
It's really funny to me. The most exciting thing to come out of E3, in my opinion, was Resident Evil 2 Remake.
Hell yeah.
There, oh, that dude. Was my favorite thing there.
That
20-year-old game was the most exciting announcement. Right?
Can
at
I make
E3?
a controversial statement?
Okay. Yeah.
It looked too gross and too graphic to me.
Like, you're fucking kidding me.
When they were ripping the skin off of like the neck and the tendons, yeah. I was like, I think we've gotten too real looking. All right.
It's not for your now's, kids, dude.
It's not for me.
Now's when
I'm
Resident
Evil.
Hey, yeah. Now's when I go silent on this podcast.
No, I mean, hey, you know what? Like, cool if you like it. But I saw that and was like, ooh, yucka pucka. I don't know.
Dude, if
it's Resident Evil.
Licorice claws, oh, you would know that that would do that kind of damage.
Sean,
just,
mm-hmm.
one of the, like loose meat.
One of the best games ever, Resident Evil 4. You played it.
Yeah.
I mean, bugs landing on you and dripping acid
totally.
Until your head rots off.
Totally.
Okay.
But you're right. Everything is the same.
Damn, I'm right.
But the graphics are so much better now that
yeah.
I am, like, uncomfortable.
Yeah, I want to see fucking Claire.
If it was Resident Evil style graphics, I could handle it, but now we're getting to the point, like, it looks fucking real, and this is so detailed.
Someone in the chat got it right. It's not called Resident Nice.
Yeah. It's not. True. You know what?
Exactly.
That is a good point.
One detail I didn't mention about Resident Evil 2 Remake, they have the fat zombie in there.
I saw that in the demo.
When you see him in the demo, he's clawing at the vending machine. Like, oh, I fucking love that. I
and
love that they have the fat zombie.
Always way harder to put down. Gotta get your headshots
that is,
in.
fat shaming.
It's physics.
It's bullshit.
No, it's physics. No. You're gonna need more 9mm takes.
No room for that.
You're not gonna hit any vitals.
I'm being told that I'm a bitch.
These game creators are making
shit
great.
I'm sorry.
You know what? He is a bitch.
I said it was controversial.
He is a bitch. He's a lover. He's a child and a mother.
I'm a sinner, but I'm also a saint.
It was a positive zone.
You shouldn't be ashamed.
That's why I remember that song. Something about restraint.
You shouldn't be ashamed.
Hey, I've been.
What were you most excited about from E3? Was it Resident Evil 2?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I
straight up
board.
Agree. I agree. I thought in terms of the stuff we already knew about, you know, and like sequels and everything, a lot of the stuff at E3 looked good. Like that Resident Evil 2 remake looks awesome. It looks like both a remake and a follow-up to 4. I mean, it was great. But in terms of new stuff, this E3
you know what?
did not deliver, in my opinion.
We didn't do GDC this year, but I think it was last year. Whenever the last time Tim Schafer hosted GDC, maybe it was 2 or 3 years ago.
I think I know what you're going to say.
He presented this award. I think it was Most Innovative Video Game Award.
Yeah.
And he made this joke on stage, which is like, wow, this year we're giving the award to such games like Uncharted 3 and what's another thing? Assassin's Creed 4. He's like, what innovations will they make next year? Perhaps they'll figure out how to put the number 5 after a video game title. And it was this really funny joke, but at the same time, this was like one of the lead creators of video games in the industry at the number one award show event for the night, making jokes about how the products in the industry are stale. And I feel like that's like significant to have a leader in the industry at the most celebrated. You know, he's not some comedian like us in his own podcast making these jokes.
No,
it's like center of the stage, spotlight on you, and you're making jokes about how everything is repetitive.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of sheds some light on the current situation video games.
And the one triple A original new game done by a, you know, auteur is Death Stranding by Kojima, but this is year 3 of like when is it, where is it, you know, so that was the only thing I could say, that one was cool.
I never remember the name of it, but that like samurai
Ghost of Kojima.
Yes, that now that to me I think that was right up
that
my
looked
alley.
Dope. That
I was
dope.
Excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm really excited about that one. Looked beautiful, so I'm excited.
I
played a video game.
Hell yeah,
which is rare.
Play?
For
nice.
Me. I played Mario Aces.
Hell yeah.
Oh, what is that? Tennis.
It's tennis. Yeah,
it just came out.
Yeah, it just came out. I love all the Mario games. Mario Strikers, Mario, whatever. They added a story to this.
Okay.
Which is silly, because it's a tennis game, and it's like, you went in this temple, gotta play me tennis first. And it's like okay. But you know,
well,
whatever.
I kind of like that it has these RPG elements a little bit.
Yeah, but it's weird. I honestly can't tell you, I'm not far enough into it yet to tell you if I really like it or not. Right now, it's kind of like, I just like playing tennis, and I don't...
Is there arcade mode where you could just go two player?
You can do that. Okay. You can do that.
Is so, Birdo selectable?
I haven't tried Birdo. I don't know. I think you have to unlock stuff. Like okay. I'm playing the single player so I can lock the different. You
Does
know,
this
levels
play like and, Wii Tennis or do you use no. a thumbstick? How's the gameplay?
With the Joy-Con, you can use it like that, definitely.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, or you can just, you know, I was playing it when I was like, the portable.
Like classic control. Like
yeah, yeah, you can play it anyway.
Yeah, and you know what? I know I'm not far enough into it yet. I know I'm going to get so fucking mad at this game, though, because it's doing things like the course, the court, mm-hmm. rather, has different piranha plants in the middle of it, and it keeps eating the ball and spinning it back out in a different direction. And it's like, oh, fuck this. This is going to suck later.
I like Nintendo sports games.
Yeah.
And even when the Nintendo NES Classic came out and I ended up modding it.
Ooh.
But one game that wasn't on there that I like put on and ended up being one of my favorite games was the old NES hockey game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like just something about fun. Nintendo sports games. They're simple, but they like work in their simplicity. Like me too. I love Mario Strikers, the soccer game.
Yeah.
Was it just called Ice Hockey?
Yeah, yes, I think it was.
That was mine.
We were talking about this. A caller called into the PPS on Wednesday, and we were talking about how good that game was.
Yeah. You could like fight people.
Fuck
and,
yeah.
You know, like and pass the puck, shoot it. That's
I'll,
it.
I'll say one of the top games ever made is straight up is Wii Sports. I really believe that. Like that was not only was the technology out of this world when it came out, but also like it just nails all the little simple games fantastically.
Yeah.
You know, and tennis was that's great a Nintendo classic to me. Yeah. Yeah. But regarding Mario Aces, I would love to tell you how it was. Amazon, you know, just couldn't deliver my copy at launch. Lost it. So yeah, I don't. I keep forgetting they've done that to me 100 times. I just keep doing it, and I forget. I don't know what Amazon's problem is.
For some reason,
it might be your driver.
I think it's just embedded in my brain to go to a store to buy a video game. Like I do that. I've never ordered it online.
It's cheaper.
I downloaded it before.
Doing it through Amazon and pre-ordering it, it's 20% off. So it's cheaper doing that.
There you go.
But
then you get this problem.
But then you don't get the game.
Was
so
it worth
really
the $6?
I have this thing when 13. I was a kid.
Oh, that's a lot more.
I used to look at games that were coming out and like really anticipate the release, but the desire to play them would eat me up so bad, I had to train myself not to do it. So now I buy games like you in the store because I don't know they're out until I hear about people playing them.
Right.
Because there's just something like if there's a really cool game and I'm like looking forward to it, it like kills me that I can't play it.
Yeah.
So I just try to avoid that news, which may be another reason why I don't like E3. I remember saying that about E3. Like you're waiting in line to play the Wii and the Wii U and all this stuff. It's like, I'll just play it when it comes out
because
I'm going to play it for 15 minutes and be like, damn, I wish I was still playing it and I'd rather not.
Well, that's why like Resident Evil 2 is like the most exciting game at E3 for me. I think, like, objectively, like, for me, I think The Last of Us 2 is probably going to be my most favorite game I play that was shown off there, but that's not coming out for, like, a year.
Yeah.
I was so excited at Resident Evil 2 because it's coming out in January. Like, oh, that's actually close. Right. Whereas, yeah, most games at E3, Ghost of Tsushima, all of Sony's Cyberpunk shit, that's not for years away. Yeah. So that's
but
why,
also,
like, yeah, I check my expectations.
But also, too, with Resident Evil, it was an experience there. They had us go through a haunted house.
Right.
Then we played the game, then they gave us a shirt, and then they get, you know, it was like a whole thing. So that was fun.
Like, I'm sure I'll play that at Comic-Con. I am excited to do that.
But also, we should also say, like, I also wouldn't wait 4 hours for that. No. Like we went industry hours, and it wasn't bad, you know,
buddy.
Whatever. So
we priv.
Talking about what Derek was saying about, like, waiting for games to be out, that's why right now is the Steam Summer Sale. So all these games I've had wishlisted forever, I can just go through my Steam library and pay, like, $30 for, like, 50 games. Yeah. These are all games I can play immediately.
Damn.
I have no expectations. They're so fucking cheap.
It's funny. I didn't realize Steam Summer Sale started, but I went in my email, and it's like, 5 games on your wish list are on sale. Yep. I should have put 2 and 2 together.
Hell yeah, dude. It goes until, like, July. Until, like, the first week
or
2 July.
All the discounts I saw were not enough to get me to buy the games. It was, 10, 20%. Off of these $60 games, it's like, I'm still not paying $40.
Yeah, like, AAA titles don't go too deep, but all the fucking indie games go super, super
small. It's funny. I feel like they're not AAA, but the games that are on my list are this weird, like, we're trying to be AAA.
Right, right.
And, not getting me. Sorry.
I'm waiting for quadruple A.
You're double A at best.
Yeah, what kind of battery are you? just a little energy humor for you. Energy, you make the world go round.
Oh, an open letter to Energy.
Yeah.
So I would get Mario Aces if you like Mario.
Okay.
Well, you don't have to. So that's what I was going to say my brother got it, and I watched him, and I heard this game was frustrating.
Yeah.
And I watched him play it, and that might have convinced me to Back away.
Oh, really?
I mean, it was like, yeah, rogue shit flying. Couldn't hit it. Like, it was
that
like,
was the second
man.
Level that I was on.
Hell yeah.
When it was like the stuff like eating my ball. And so I'm thinking, like, when it gets down to like what the fire one, I'm assuming is going to happen, it's going to be like all fire. I'm going to have to.
World 8?
Yeah, I'm a little scared about that.
World 8,
that's
why
you
got to
practice, dude. You can't be a tennis pro overnight. You got to fucking put years.
That actually sounds really fun to me.
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
Hey, the game I've been playing this week, it was free to download on PlayStation, was Trials Fusion.
Okay.
I was talking to Rocco, like, I don't play every Trials game. I don't need to play every Trials game because they're all the same. And this one is no different. But I, you know. Every time I forget about Trials, it's about time for me to pick it up again. And
yeah,
I haven't played it in a couple of years, so Trials Fusion is free. And in this one, it's cool because it's kind of like Tony Hawk. You can use the right thumbstick to perform tricks with your motorcycle. The cool thing is the only other person I know who's played it is Kevin. Because
I played it too.
Well, you're the only person on my friends list whose scores or track and it shows like your little ghost person. So literally, it's like every track I just want to beat Sparky's score, which I beat you on every single track now.
Kevin, you got to go back.
Kevin always plays it first.
I haven't played it
in
years.
Yeah, of course. Kevin probably played it like two or three years ago, but just now I'm getting my revenge. So I'm really enjoying Trials Fusion, and it's such a motivator. I've moved through it so fast because I'm like, how many of these levels has Kevin played?
We'll
I think he played all of them.
yeah,
I will get farther than you. But I'm enjoying it. And so, good free game this month. I was
telling
Rocco,
cool.
Good. I'm always bummed out when the free game like was Metal Gear Solid 5, a triple A level game that I already own. Because it's like, cool, you're giving that away, but I already paid $60 for it.
I was stoked because there was a slight dip in or not dip but rise in Metal Gear Online players that one weekend and then it died again instantly.
Well, what I thought was cool about it being free is that I have the game on disc, but then it was free to download, so now it's like, well, now I don't have to go get the disc.
Yeah,
you know, it's like I have it free on the hard drive.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
So I could pop in and play
the game I've been playing this week is I played a little bit on my stream on Friday, but Just Shapes and Beats, which is a game that's been at every convention for like the past 3 years.
Yeah.
I would kind of describe it as like, it's a rhythm game meets Geometry Wars meets like a bullet hell. Wow. So you're playing like a little square on this giant map, and it's all like chiptune electronic music, and the beat is pulsating, and you have to dodge shit kind of like Mega Man, and you just have to survive this wave. It's all the colors. It's just pink and like pink and blue. It's so visually superb. The sound is great, and it's just this, just like Geometry Wars, you get into this flow and you just want to keep playing and doing
better. Headphone it up, or
playing, blasting with speakers. Like, so I've been playing that all week. I'm almost done with like the
What's
story
it on? Is it on PlayStation?
It's on PC and Switch.
Oh, Switch.
This would be perfect for Switch.
Yeah, what's it called?
Just Shapes and Beats. It's just fucking like beats. Visually. Again, it's like a small indie game.
Yeah,
but
that's awesome.
It's awesome. One of my favorite electronic artists, Saber Pulse, did some of the soundtrack.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been playing that. It's Just Shapes and Beats. I recommend it. Check the preview. You'll see if you're into it or not. But it's been a while since I've like clicked with the game for a while. I really like it.
I loaded up Zelda last night for the first time, and my last save was May 2017.
Wow.
Oh, wow. You haven't played that long?
It's literally been a year since I've played.
Damn.
And after going back into Zelda after a year, it's an experiment in like, I know this game is fucking fun. I know this game is fun.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing here.
Like,
I don't know where I'm going on this map.
Yeah.
I don't know where my horse is. I don't know what all these fucking potions do. What
I was
these,
halfway
what these,
in between all this shit.
What do these peppers
eat?
What clothes should I wear? Like, how do you throw shit? It's
you know
like,
what? You know what's funny about that is my mom literally said the same thing about 2 days ago.
Really?
She hadn't played in a year.
Yeah.
And she's like, I never beat it. Man, I'm going back to that. And she's like, it was like waking up in the desert with no memory.
Yes! Fuck. It's like one of those Ben Affleck movies where like, you wake up and your mission, like you erased your memory. And it's like, they're coming after you, you know? I felt like fucking Jason Bourne.
Yeah.
Like, I have all these skills, but I don't know how I know this stuff.
Yeah, that's totally what she said. She's like, and so she actually said, because she loved it, but stuff came out, and, you know, she just never went back.
Same
so,
with me.
Yeah, she's like, I think she's going to, like, totally start it over.
That's
she's
really
like, I was just like, really?
I'm too far in to do that.
Yeah, but she was like, I know I'm far into this too, but I. That's the true way to experience this. I'm going to do it. It's like, okay.
I had that thought, but I know that within an hour or two, it would all come back and be
that's
like,
it.
Shit.
Yeah.
I've done
that's
all this.
Me too.
When
yeah.
the DLC, I did exactly the same thing. And then, with an hour, I was like, I'm back in. I got it.
Yeah, so I'd rather just putz around in Hyrule for an hour until I'm waiting for this great awakening. Like, holy shit. I was killing that divine beast. Try it on over there. Get back onto the mission.
That game for me, that's, I think, the longest I've stayed with a game consistently. Because typically, with me, just my habits with games, is I have a lot to play. So I don't do side stuff. I don't, whatever. I play through the main thing. I beat it. I move on. But this game, it's been a year and change since it came out. And I'm still playing. I mean, the DLC happened. And I am still playing it. Not every day, but it's like I'll go back to it periodically, and I have hundreds of hours. I can't remember any other game that I've...
I mean, it's a bold statement. I made it before, but this is my favorite game of all time.
Damn.
That's cool.
That's it's in my top my
which
top 10.
Which is crazy,
sure.
Because it is
current.
So current.
That happens every once in a while.
And when someone says that, you write it off like, okay, no.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about it like, no, this is... like everything I love is right here. Yep. I love it.
That's what happened with me in The Last of Us. Like, that came like in my top like three.
The last time when I beat a game and I thought that's in my favorite games of all time was RE4, I think. Oh, Resident Evil 4.
And not The Last of Us?
Because I love The Last of Us, but that's not in my top 10. I love it, don't get me wrong. But but no, Resident Evil 4, when that was over, I was like, that was just an adventure. Like, I want to play this again right now. You know, that's the last time that happened. Metal Gear Solid 3, that happened when I beat the game. I was like, that's one of my top games ever.
You're riding high for like a year or two.
But I played it years after it came out. Mm. So I guess for some reason I don't count that.
I think, I'd say Phantom Pain's my favorite video game.
Oh, yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
You fucking set up your Rube Goldberg device to like run that shit while you're not even playing.
Yeah.
You got hard into that.
It has to be your favorite game.
Yeah, you've played that to an ungodly point.
Before that, I think like Resident Evil Remake. And then before that, it was just Resident Evil 1. Yeah. So it's like, every once in a while, like, a current game does kind of topple. And, you know, I might change my mind in another two, 3 years.
Sure.
But
it's okay.
I fucking love that game.
Yeah,
it's just this free-running system that you could just keep playing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Everything in it is... I just look at it and I go, this is like Garrett's soul in a game.
Yeah.
All the manually, like, you know, adjust and make creating and
this might
whatever.
Sound I controversial. Know. I might like Twilight Princess more than Breath of the Wild.
Really?
Really?
I love Twilight
but
Princess.
To me, that's reasonable. I get it.
I get that. I really like Twilight Princess.
That's a great game.
I
like Twilight Princess.
Yeah, that might be my favorite Zelda game. And I think it's just, it came at a right time in my life where I had a lot of time to play video games.
Yeah.
And really, like, I don't know, dove into that game.
Yeah.
Really absorbed it. Breath of the Wild I'm enjoying, but I have other things in my life kind of getting in the way where I can't just play it nonstop.
Also, I think the story of Twilight Princess is a lot better than Breath of the Wild. Like,
I really like these cinematic moments in Twilight Princess that really, even to this day, stick out to me as like, wow, that was badass. The fight on the bridge. Where they abduct the kids and all of that. Just, I really liked it.
What I think is so great and iconic to the Zelda franchise is just now Derek said that, and I'm looking at the chat, and you have people saying, hell yeah, I agree. People who feel like they don't hear that enough about Twilight Princess. Then you have people going, what the fuck? No, it's Wind Waker or it's whatever. Ocarina. What I love about the Zelda franchise is that every game has that potential, and you know, like every game in the series is someone's favorite. You know what I mean? Like there isn't one necessarily that everyone bags on. I mean, Skyward Sword is the closest where I've seen a lot of people bag on it, but other people were incredibly moved by it. Mm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it's a franchise where everyone has a debate about why that one is the most special thing to them. And I love that.
Because my favorite is Link to the Past. Because I remember as a
kid playing
on Super
Nintendo.
Yeah, that's
my favorite still, probably.
Being so intimidated, as a fucking kid trying to play it, being so intimidated. But even years later, I revisited. I fucking love that 16-bit era JRPG, like, look, music, everything about that game is great. Then my second favorite's Wind Waker. I just think the aesthetic of it, that cel shading, the beach, like the vibes of that game is like so charming to me.
Yeah.
The chat is saying, I was going to say this as well, that the one exception is Skyward Sword, that no one liked that game.
But I know some people that were really moved by that.
Favorite. I mean,
I know some people who would disagree.
So well, I mean, I did 100% that game, so.
I think people in chat are saying Zelda 2 on the NES. I think we can all agree. That's the...
I love that
game.
That's
my least favorite. That's my least favorite.
I feel like that's the forgotten one.
Because I was just going to say, my favorite Zeldas are... I'm a fan of the whole franchise, and I dip in every now and then. But the first two on the NES are what I grew up playing. So those, it's a debate. I think the first one's definitely my favorite Zelda.
Original Zelda.
But Zelda 2, I fucking love. The side-scrolling and the music.
Interesting.
And that was what taught me how to play RPGs. Mm. Oh, you need the candle to see in the cave. That's why I keep falling down the pit. Like, no one taught me how to play video games when I was a kid except for myself. We didn't have, like, game facts. So I just put two and two together over hours and hours of just falling down the hole in the cave. Like, that game really, like, scared the shit out of me when, like, I'd get to a new part I had never explored and a knight would come out with projectile swords. Yeah. I've never seen this fucking enemy before. And I didn't beat Zelda 2 until I was probably 10 years after I started playing it. Me and a friend sat down one night and, like, did it as I had, like, some more skill as I grew up and started playing Genesis and started playing
PlayStation. As a challenge, PlayStation. Like, let's go back and beat this.
Yeah, then we finally went back and like, defeated Ganon, and it was such a fucking huge deal.
Yeah.
That game was hard.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I think Zelda 2... I might change my story.
defeated Ganon in the original Zelda, and I've tried a couple of times. Yeah, I usually get... There's so many labyrinths. I usually get about eight in, and I think there's only there's only nine or something. I've come close, but I've never gone the whole way.
I want to say in my top three probably favorite Zelda games as well. People are asking about the portable ones.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say in my top three of the whole franchise is Link's Awakening on Game Boy. That was such a clever, fun take on Zelda, and it's this thing where he's in, where this place he's at might be a dream or my, but it was so clever and cute that that's one of my favorite games ever. But also Link Between Worlds on 3DS was really, really great.
The only
great.
One that I got into was Oracle of Season.
Yeah, yeah.
And it came at this time where Pokemon was new, Pokemon Red, Pokemon Blue, and they tried to do it with Zelda, Oracle of Season, Oracle of Ages, where, you know, it was like two halves of the same story.
Yeah.
Trying to get more of your
I played
money.
Those, and I enjoyed those back in the day, but Link's Awakening was the one that stuck with me, personally.
That's cool.
Those ones were actually two different games with two different stories, but they connected and you could cross over items.
Season and Ages?
Yeah.
It was like Pokemon. Pokemon even, Red, Pokemon
but even,
Blue.
But even
two
Pokemon,
games.
But they were kind of the same game, weren't they? Like
they were the same map, but Blue. Different
same
Pokemon.
Map. Yeah, roster, but, yeah, but these were actually two totally different, Oracle Ages and Seasons. Different were actually maps. Totally different, I think.
Which is pretty ambitious for Zelda to make two games at the same time and release them. Because then
that
it's
was
like,
crazy.
It's competing with itself. One is always going to do better than the other.
And I'll say this, too. When I was at that age to get those, I could only get one.
Me, too.
So I got Ages.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. And I got Seasons. And I think it's because you had Ages.
Oh, okay.
But we never like played together or crossed over.
No. In case one day you did.
Yeah.
So that was crazy when that happened. But that's really cool. They should do that again. Give us two new Zeldas and let them cross over.
Somebody said that those two were made by Capcom.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
And that's why they're good, but they kind of show a weird side. Like, you know, you're like fighting a kangaroo with punching gloves, and it's like, what's going on? But they're good. They're good. They're good games. And I did like that they put them on the virtual console on the 3DS, so I had a chance to replay them. That was pretty cool. I wish we could get some old games on the Switch.
Yeah.
They're talking about that with their new online thing. It's going to have like... That's a perk of it. Like, you'll get those.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
But I wish we would get some more info on that.
It's surprising the Switch has been out for over a year now, and we don't have a place to buy games yet.
Yeah, I mean, it's making so much money on its own. They don't have
I guess.
But I do think that's part of their online plan. They basically said it at E3 is, like, the successor to Virtual Console is this online thing.
Right.
Because once you have it, you'll have access to all this stuff. I think they're trying to pivot away from, like... Buy this old NES game for $8. I think they're looking at like, hey, if you subscribe to this thing for 20 a year, you just have access to all of it.
I don't like that.
It's like Netflix.
I do like that.
I want a la carte.
Yeah. Now,
baby, and I want to own it on my hard drive.
I get that, but I also, with like Apple Music, I don't need a, you know, like it's so nice just to have any, like, you know what, this song I used to love back in the middle, let's go and play that right now. And you listen to it, like, I don't want to buy that song, but I want to listen to it right now.
Yeah.
And same with these old games, I think I just want to play them in this moment and then I'll be over it in
I think
two
it's also harder to say because they haven't revealed their slate yet. True. So it's like a year from now, there's so many fucking games. Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
But $20 for the whole year is like, okay. I mean, $20.
I think not every solution is going to work for everybody, but this is the one that hits the most people. Because the downside is I want to play a game, but it's not available and I don't have a copy of it, so I'm just fucked. And that's the downside to all the streaming services. Right. Yeah. I want to watch a movie, but I don't own it, and it's not on Netflix.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And that's ultimately, for me, why I still have all buy all this physical stuff, is anytime I want to watch stuff, it's not on any of these things.
Amen.
And I got a fucking library at home.
Dude, hey, you know, for me, the killer is music. Every once in a while, I'll remember a song from, like, oh, when I was 20, I used to listen to this song. I'll try to find it. It's nowhere. I'll just get so bummed out. Like, yeah, I downloaded all that shit, and those albums aren't online. Or, you know, there are such, like, small bands that aren't around anymore.
Yeah.
If you like something, get it. Or, speaking of which, go to shop.mega64.com. You know, who knows when those DVDs are going to be gone.
Yeah.
Forever.
A lot of people got our Blu-ray box set recently. Thank you for supporting us with that. And I hope you like it. You can get that and a whole lot more. Shop.mega64.com.
We're not on Netflix, but we should be.
Yeah.
We should be.
Well, our honestly, there's so much stuff on our Blu-ray box set. It's like pretty much like having a better Netflix.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's so many tens of hours of stuff on there.
Isn't Red versus Blue on Netflix?
I was going to tell a story. Last night, I was going through Netflix, and things you may like, and it was that, and I thought, you don't fucking know me.
Oh, bird.
I want to see all every single Time DVD available on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could go to YouTube and watch all those videos, but we should be on Netflix, too.
Put the Time DVDs on.
We're going to work on that.
As an episode, an episodic series. Just recut it.
I'm going to call up Netflix.
We're going to get it on there by tonight.
Give them my 2 cents.
I mean, it's not hard to get on there.
I already gave them my $9.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got The Shining.
Hey, we're joking, but I browse the horror section on Netflix because I love horror. And dude, the most stupid,
abysmal,
poorly made bullshit is on there. Mega 64 should have been on Netflix fucking years ago.
Isn't there like a cult section, like cult classics, like, you know, like, I mean, we fall into that.
There's probably a video game section. It doesn't even matter. They probably have jack shit.
They have the worst shit on Netflix. We belong there.
Yeah, well, here's the problem. Netflix doesn't have a masterpieces section.
Oh.
They don't have an Internet Hall of Fame section, but if they did, your inaugural filmmakers right here.
Why don't you call up Crackle or call up...
No. We're too good for crap.
Hulu or something?
Hulu.
We're on Hulu.
Not Netflix.
Hulu. We got drink stuff this to promote. We got 9 minutes left.
Hey, I want to say patreon.com/mega64 is a great place to get some bonus content and support your favorite show, which is us. We're just assuming.
That's like our own Netflix.
We're just assuming. And there's great stuff going on there all the time. The gifts, you know, we quarterly send out gifts to everybody. This last quarter was a VHS. We're still waiting on those. This is the first time we've ever done a VHS tape.
Believe it or not.
So, there are lots of hurdles along the way, but they should be arriving very soon. So sorry for anybody who's still waiting on those, but you will be, I think you'd be really happy. I watched the whole thing. I mean, somebody had to. It was really, really cool. It was very special. I will say that. Not that you won't cringe a lot.
Oh, you will.
At least I did. But anyway, it's coming soon. So stay tuned for updates on that. And thank you for checking that out.
We put up a new Flame War Theater this week.
We did.
Yeah. Yeah, Flame War Theater.
Very well received Flame War Theater episode Lag Switch, our third one.
Yeah.
Once again, round of applause for Frank Howley.
Fantastic. Oh, the ending on this, the effect was fabulous.
Our director.
Yeah. I found that topic while waiting in line at E3 for Dragon Quest XI's booth at like 9 in the morning. I was in a 20-minute line, so I just typed in lag switch and was looking for deep shit. For me, that comes from playing Halo 2 online.
Oh,
yeah. Lag switches were infamous.
That's where I heard about
it. Yeah, and so like what it was, I don't know the exact thing, but it was like some system on your router you could set up, and if you like triggered the lag switch, your connection is fine. Everyone else's connection gets fucked. So kids would hit that, grab the caption flag, and turn it in. But then what ended up happening, if there were sore losers and like you just lost, people were like, oh, you're being fucking used the last
That's
switch.
What happened to me. Me and my squad would be playing, and over the headset would, hit the button! And then usually like expletives. Hit the button! Yeah. It's like, dude, we're just good. Like, fuck you. We're not hitting a button. And that's when I learned, like, what's that guy talking about? And someone explained it to me, like, they figure out a way to turn the connection on.
Every time we do a Flame War Theater, I have to ask Frank, what is a dupe method.
Oh, yeah. It's all fucking
dropping. I don't know what any of these things
it's
are.
It's all hardcore gamer shit.
Yeah, yeah. It's been great.
Yeah. And then, like, again, exploits. What I love doing Flame War Theater is, like, these are just, like, neutral posts on a fucking deep message board. I take the post, we kind of try to curate a little story through it, we cast it, and then everyone brings their own fucking parts to it. Derek, as this little mischievous troll, is, like, so, like, he completely brought that, like, fucking awesome. Rocco's Executioner, Sean is like Ultimate Warrior. Like, it's a really fun thing to do.
The weapons in this really get me too. Dude. It's fucking
Macbeth. The SOCOM 3 message board's dangerous. Don't want to mess with it.
It was really cool. I love this episode. And my favorite aspect of this show so far has been Derek's different performance in every episode. No, because in all honesty, like, you know, act Shakespearean. Okay, well, I know one way to do that, and I'll do that every time. But Derek has been a different form every video, and it's been so entertaining. And this was my favorite because he was so like willy nilly with, "Oh, I'll give it to you, but do not call me a cheater. I only hack when I have to," or whatever it was. That but was awesome.
It's so great when you see someone act it out, though, because the guy says that he's a cheater and also that he doesn't cheat.
I'm not a cheater, but only if I'm forced to.
But sometimes,
yeah, it's so good. What a fucking shitty talk.
Only if I'm forced to.
If I'm forced to,
yeah.
Forced to.
Yeah, I just always try to deliver it from a serious place. I think if you have those lines, it's easy to act like a psychopath.
Yeah.
But I always like to remember that somebody actually wrote this and believed what they were saying. And they legitimately, you know, they were earnestly saying, "Look here, steakhead, I don't give a shit what you think."
It was really funny.
Put some spirit into those words.
With my line, there was like the angry face emoji. So I was like, "Oh, he just gave me my character." Yeah. Like, with that emoji, that's like, "Oh, this is where I need to go."
Yeah.
It's stage direction.
Yeah, it's my stage direction. That dumb emoji. It's so much fun to do these.
Sick.
I want to say, if you are I've been loving doing this series, and I have really appreciated all the feedback on it. I've loved hearing what everyone thinks about it. If you are enjoying the series, I know it's not maybe as viral as some of the crazy shit we could possibly put out there, but if you enjoy it, really share it with a friend. Share it, post it wherever you can, because I really do think it's I think they're a lot of fun, and I think it exudes when you watch it. And I think you know, there might be some people out there who don't know what it is or don't understand the format, but post it somewhere and let people know. And I think that that's the most I could ask for.
We are still on our quest to a million subs. Haven't talked about that in a while.
Get our stream.
But we're
team
still
out there.
Doing it.
Yeah, okay? Any day now.
And we've got this new studio. We've had to refocus our energy, our attention, but we're still on our quest. Yeah. And you're still a soldier. We
That's
still
right,
need your
enlisted.
Help. So if you like our videos, if you're still a part of the Mega 64 Army, do your duty and spread the word. Share us with your friends and family. You know our videos are fucking best out there on the internet.
Yeah, number one.
Don't hoard them for yourselves. Don't be greedy, all right? Share us. Yeah. Spread the word with everybody. We need the help.
Here's the thing. And if you know people spread it enough and we get enough notoriety, we might qualify to appear at TanaCon next year.
Oh, yeah.
That's the whole reason I want to go.
My life.
Yeah, finally we'll do a cool thing at that venue. But anyway... man, there. Speaking of stuff we're doing, I know. Well, you know, if you're watching this on YouTube, it's already out. But we have a video tomorrow that, oh man, I'm so excited to put out. Oh, it's gonna hit you.
Don't sound excited.
A lot of times, Rocco will sound facetious, but Rocco's actually been we've all been working really hard.
Everyone busted ass on this in their own unique way.
We got a new video coming out tomorrow. You're going to remember this video forever. This is going to be a video that goes down in the Mega 64 history.
Cool.
We're
raising the hype to a level that we cannot possibly meet.
Okay. Sean, bring it down now.
Now it's time to bring it down.
Sean, wait, hold on. Sean, you got to lower their expectations.
Yeah. Rocco teased it. He boosted it. You got to bring it down.
Yeah. The measure.
I don't get it.
Sounds about right.
That might be enough of a hint right there. Sean didn't get it.
Yeah, we gotta shut the fuck up.
Anyways, tune in tomorrow. So, see what we're talking about.
It'll be up in the morning. You're gonna wake up to a fat ass video.
I can't wait to hear.
And we didn't hold it back. We didn't cut that. You know, we always give the advice that people in viral video and people who want to make videos online keep it short. Mm-hmm. But we broke our own rules.
But you're saying so much.
Okay, wait, hold on. Back over me.
Oh, my God.
There are certain rules. Videos that come out and mark the ending of one chapter and the beginning of another. This is one of those moments. This is one of the videos that when they have been seen can never be unseen, and you will never, look at any person in this studio the same ever again.
Yeah. Sean, walk it back.
After tomorrow's video.
Sean, walk it back.
Sean, walk it back.
I mean, I get the Bedmesser series, but I don't get this.
Oh, you had to bring the Bedmesser.
You're plugging your own content now.
Plugged it. I guess I'll walk it back properly. Yeah. The video's just okay.
I'm going to give it a thumbs up.
I'm going to give it. You know what?
Give it two thumbs.
You know what? It's pretty meh.
How TMZ hasn't leaked this fucking thing yet?
It beats me.
Harvey Levin ain't doing his fucking job.
In all honesty, though, jokes aside, many times that we were shooting stuff for it, were multiple times, multiple locations, people driving by or running by, recording it on Snapchat because they couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I'm not joking.
No.
People doing that and going, oh!
Leaked footage is already out there.
So somewhere it's already been seen. But and I remember thinking, fuck, if anybody spoils this, I'm going to be upset. But those guys are all nobody.
Yeah.
We're somebody.
They're paparazzi scum.
Yep.
And
some Nightcrawler.
Our internet soldiers, they don't support paparazzi scum.
Back on me.
Take them out.
I phoned it in.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
I thought you did a great job.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Phoned it.
We've been...
Dancing?
We've been... Nah, we've hyped... You know, that's enough. People see it soon enough.
Yeah.
Anyway, we should... tonight... We're going to announce some stuff. Should we get to that?
Let's
you
do it.
Just do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Totally. Bring it out.
Okay. We are coming to. We're going to go into keynote mode.
Ooh. Now.
Hell yeah.
Let's sit back.
We are coming to a couple events coming up, and I'm going to skip all the keynote numbers and info and bells and whistles. We've had an excellent quarter here at Mega 64. We don't need to hit you with the bars and graphs and all that stuff. We've been having a great success. I'm trying to think the YouTuber whatever Tanacon failed. We continued and we're just killing it. Number one YouTubers in the game. So, we're going to be attending Anime Expo on July 5th through the 8th.
Damn.
And we have a panel. I think this has all been seen. I think this is all out there now. But Mega 64 filler recap bathhouse episode panel at the beach is Thursday, July 5th, 8:30 p.m. in room LP1.
This is one of our biggest panels all year.
Every year. It's a big one.
It's a big one.
And it's going to be fun. We're going to debut some cool stuff, show some risky stuff, show some safe stuff just to give you both sides.
You're going to want to be there.
So it's going to be a great panel. But also, too, if you're going to San Diego Comic-Con, we will be there as well. July 19th through the 22nd. Now, I don't know if I was allowed to say when this panel was. So no one saw that here. But can you put it back? Mega 64 Ultimate Multi-Billion Dollar Cross-Franchise Team-Up Panel is Friday, July 20th, 8 p.m., Room 25 ABC.
You should have called it the Game of Thrones panel. Aww. Just flat out.
Because
Mega 64 whatsoever.
Yeah, because Game of Thrones is skipping. We could have taken it.
Oh.
Is it too late to change it?
Dope.
Hey, if the menu at Comic-Con, the menu, says Game of Thrones panel, that's us.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So just put that in your mind now. We might do that later.
Come in.
HBO's totally skipping Comic-Con this year.
Good.
So this is Yeah, they really are. Because what do they have to... Westworld will have ended. It's ending tonight. Game of Thrones not coming for a year.
What about the new season of Girls?
What's that new show?
David Simon's working on the Deuce season 2. Barry's coming in.
Yeah, what about the Deuce season 2?
What about Real Sports with Brian Gumble?
Yeah, what about season 8 of that?
Yeah, Hard Knocks.
Mr. Show season 5.
It could happen. Okay,
move on.
All right, anyway, so we're going to be at both of those events, Anime Expo and Comic-Con.
Got it.
What are we going to have at those events? Check it out. All the hit stuff that you want us to have.
Nice.
These are just a few items.
New shit.
The pink sweatshirt, we have basically retired.
Right.
It's going to be whatever we have left after this pre-order stuff.
I guess we decided the winner of the M64 funny video shirt was...
the video TV shirt.
Classic yellow... Not my favorite. I actually preferred the zebra blue, But the people
that
have
was
spoken,
the winner.
People
the red
have spoken.
One.
They like the classic.
I like
yellow.
It. Classic. Yeah.
This is my favorite.
I'm interested.
But we'll have full stock on all kinds of stuff. We'll have the nightmare shirt, the dream hoodie, the long sleeve. All the hit stuff that you've seen already. A lot of the stuff we have debuted already, 64 day, whatever, but we'll have there and all that stuff. So be sure to check that out. All the stuff you want, we'll have it at the booth. But let's debut a few new things. Just a few.
Ooh,
some stuff we'll have we might not even announce. But here's the few things we're willing to show. One of my favorite things we had last year is we did our first enamel pin. And they turned out deluxe. They turned out gorgeous, stunning, you know, just a, ah. Well, not only do we have a new pin, we have two new pins.
Oh, that's amore.
And you got one that's loud and one that's classy. Check them out right here. The 64 pin and the archive pin. Now, those are going to be available for the first time ever at our Anime Expo booth and our Comic-Con booth.
Nice.
You know what? Actually...
You got him?
Oh, damn. Advanced.
Look at that right there.
Look at that.
Look at the size of these.
Those are big.
They look nice.
They look
so
nice.
Bright and vibrant, that 64.
Oh, do some magic tricks. Dude, that's cool.
The archive pin is done in this like chrome finish that looks so nice. I love those.
Wow.
They really are
like the nicest pins we've done in a while. Got some size. Look, double pin on back.
That ain't falling off. You ain't losing this one.
So yeah, those turned out great. They'll be available the first time at Anime Expo and a Comic-Con. Then this next item, we wanted, you know, we, as you saw in the previous slide there, we had that beanie that looks real comfortable, looks real soft, looks great. But the hat people feel like, I want something soft and wonderful too, but I want a hat. Maybe I'm not a beanie guy, whatever. Well, this is just meant to be classy. If you're one of these classy people, check out the 64 soft hat.
Wow.
It's classy.
That's nice.
We're keeping
that's
it nice. Understated. Yeah. You know, if you want to go loud, we have plenty of other items, but the 64 soft hat is going to be available for
damn.
The first time
that's nice.
At Anime
if
Expo
you want,
and Comic-Con.
A hat where it says 64 made out of these bloody, veining penises.
Yeah.
We already have that.
Yes.
Hell yeah. We got this that motherfucker.
This is for the person who doesn't want the bloody cocks on their forehead.
That's on lock, though.
This is for the other type of
if
person.
You do want it.
And this is on like a new type of hat that we discovered that is so fits so nice, so comfortable. It feels great. So we're going to have those for the first time at Anime Expo. And Comic-Con.
That looks
so
like something Tiger Woods would wear out on the court.
Let's not bring him into this.
I told him
let's
that he not. Can't wear it because he's a
what
bad golfer now.
He's black.
I said, get better at golf, and then you can wear a hat, Tiger.
Wow,
that's what you said. That's I love how I you said. Just don't even acknowledge Derek. That's a good move. That's a smart move.
Great. I hear what he said.
Smart. Good.
I don't hear
that's good.
Killer all around.
Salt for the best.
She heard it.
Yeah.
Okay. This next item. You know, we all kind of do different. You know, we all kind of are in charge of different designs. You know, Derek had his video TV shirt. He was kind of in charge of that. We all have our own different things here. This one is one of mine, and I just want to say it's going to be controversial. Mm. Some people are going to say, what are you doing? What is this? Some people are going to say, that's exactly what I've always wanted.
Okay.
This shirt.
Wow, polarizing.
This shirt is called the Hacking in Progress shirt.
Oh, that's nice. I like
wow.
that.
Oh, whoa.
Wow.
It's
I like that.
It's got exact, you know, it's iconic. It's got
YouTube.
Something that you just can't get anywhere else.
YouTube screen cap.
It's
how many likes are
hold on.
How many likes are on
Cyberpunk,
that video?
Dude. Looks like I'm in.
Wait, go back.
How many likes are on that video, Derek?
Screen, yeah. Is this view count accurate?
Yes.
What?
Okay.
It's up to date.
Okay, good.
It will be up to date when you order.
Live updated.
It will
240,000. I thought that video had way more.
It will be. I think
well, now that
I think
the
it's
shirt is out, it's free promotion.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, seven was it too. Yeah. It will be an up to date hit count when you get the shirt. And if we ever get more hits on the video, we'll have some kind of trade in program.
Yeah, Kevin will
figure
that
out. Is that video at like 700,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
Kevin will figure that out. That's up to him.
Send him a firmware update.
That's pretty good.
Anyway.
It's high fashion as far as I'm concerned.
Anyway.
That's a statement.
That, anyway. so the Hacking in Progress shirt will be available for the first time at Anime Expo and San Diego Comic Con. Now,
people are going to love that. You're absolutely right.
Or hate it.
A lot of are going to hate it. But some are going to fucking love it. That's going to be a
bestseller. Cybersecurity will hate it. Everyone else will love it.
Yeah, that's going to be a bestseller.
Okay. Now, that's all the stuff that is going to be at the booths that will be there first. And whatever, if we have anything left over, they'll make their way online later. Okay. If they don't sell out. But the next few things are exclusive. These are exclusive to the event, and we're very excited to debut them now. One thing that was done earlier this year is we did an online pre-order for the Dream hoodie and the Nightmare shirt.
Yeah.
And when we finally released those and people got them, our good friend Mariel Cartwright, she, the artist of those items, she did a cool sketch that to include with the stuff, because it was kind of, you know, it took a while to fulfill everyone's order. So it's like, as a thank you for waiting, here's this awesome sketch. And some people even framed that sketch. But it was just like a fun thing that Mariel did, just because, you know, something to look cool. But I liked that sketch. This was not planned, but I liked that sketch so much. I was like, you know, people at home got that artwork exclusively. The people at the con didn't get that printed artwork.
Yeah.
But maybe for the cons, we could put that sketch on a shirt. So this is the con exclusive 2018 shirt.
Boom.
And it's got that artwork on it. And that is exclusive at Anime Expo and San Diego Comic Con at our convention booths this season. You know,
is that one of those things where you have to turn it like on its side for it to say Mega 64?
No, it says it.
No,
it's just very tall letters.
It's that's very the optical long. Illusion. If you have tall letters like this, right?
Oh, you lay it
and
on
you
the
lay
side.
Them flat, the letters become condensed, and then you can read the normal. Did you know about that optical illusion?
Well, no, I just thought you just open your eyes like that.
I think if somebody was wearing that shirt, they'd have to lay down on a bed, and you'd have to stand over them and get the right angle to read that says 64.
Or you'd have to be kneeling in front of them.
Kneeling in front of them looking up. Either way.
You win.
It is.
I'll be suggestive. That
one. Nice. The next thing that I want to show is, you know, we always at every con have an exclusive poster. So this is for Anime Expo. Here it is, the Anime Expo exclusive poster.
Amazing.
The only place you can get that is our booth at Anime Expo.
I've watched the show.
Yeah,
I have too.
Nina Matsumoto, Mega 64, you guys have seen it?
Yeah.
Nina Matsumoto did this artwork, and she did a great job, but that's going to be available at our booth at Anime Expo. Now, at San Diego Comic-Con, we are going to have an exclusive poster there, too, but we're going to show that later. That's not today. We're going to give that, you know, a little bit of time.
Tease them.
And show that later, but that's the Anime Expo exclusive poster. I really like that. And then, finally, the last item I want to debut. This is going to be, I'm really excited about this because it features someone very special here. An exclusive item that is going to be at all the summer cons, and I'm really happy to debut this. It's part of a collection, and I hope that some people will make the trip to get this holy grail of an item. Mega 64 Day, all the online people, you got two exclusive plushes for online. We did Black String and Twilight Curdle, and all the summer cons are going to get the exclusive Sean.
Say it.
Oh my God.
That is amazing.
Look at that.
It's me.
Oh,
that will be
Hawaii.
The Game Crypt crew is completed.
That's all four characters have been released.
All four members of the band.
I got my penguin shirt.
So that's fucking great.
So if you're a true fan, you'll have all four plushes. And if not,
we're putting kind of each one in a different way of getting, you know, Garrett's was in the Patreon.
If you're a true internet soldier,
you
would have achieved all four.
Yeah, so, I wonder which is the hardest to get, Garrett or Sean? Garrett was one time only, but available to the whole world.
You were saying the Patreon was...
But Sean, you could only get it in person. So you have to go to a special location.
You two were both exclusive Mega 64 Day?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So we'll see.
Fun stuff.
But
the
anyway,
whole collection, though.
Yeah.
That's
going to be cool. So anyway, we have all that and a whole bunch of other crazy stuff. So, So there's even one item I'm thinking of right now that we haven't even shown that will be there that I think people will be stoked on. So by all means, visit us at Anime Expo and San Diego Comic-Con. And again, when this stuff, a lot of this stuff, when the cons are over, if we have some left over, we'll put some online. But the exclusives are exclusive. So
people are already trading a Sean for a Garrett. We don't even have the fucking pleasure. God damn it.
Hell yeah. Go make a deal. Get on that.
God damn it.
Get on that subreddit.
Video game deals. Dude, find that shit.
Anyway, so there you have it, everybody. So that's our show. There you have it.
There's a lot of good announcements.
That was fun. Yeah.
Don't they always have like one big surprise announcement at the very end?
It was Sean.
Oh, I was waiting for like a big one.
Oh, you're paying attention.
There it is!
Great, great follow-up to that.
Look at
that fucking plush doll.
Hurting his feelings.
The toy of me. I will have a toy of me.
Your kids are going to enjoy that.
My kids are going to fucking love that. And when I go on trips and they're missing me, like, no, you have the toy of me.
Hey, what's more?
They're gonna voodoo doll.
Only give them once; they have to fight for it.
Sean's gonna find that thing with like pins in its eyes.
Yeah,
bunch of like lighter burns up the arm.
Dude, make it like fucking Chucky, dude. Child's play. Your soul's gonna go inside that Sean doll.
Electrocute his ass.
Be cool as hell. I'm excited to see what happens.
Well, thank you for watching.
I didn't catch any of that. What are you talking about?
Child's play.
Oh, the movie?
Yeah,
yeah. They're gonna voodoo doll me.
Yeah, I didn't know. I was like, charity. What's wrong with charity?
Oh no.
I did hear though, if you get all four of the Game Crypt crew together, you can have a séance with them, and they summon a fifth demon.
Yeah. Awesome,
Hell Payment.
So if you get them all together, you know you do have to have all four though.
What's your favorite charity and your least favorite charity?
Favorite charity? Can I start with least favorite charity?
Yeah.
Charity: Susan G. Komen, Race for a Cure.
Oh yeah,
they've been doing. All right, listen, nothing against cancer.
Good night.